Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Friday afternoon, Kareem Jackson, the newest member of the Houston Texans, spoke with the media at a press conference at Reliant Stadium, and he did so with his newest defensive coordinator, Frank Bush.
Just want to thank Mr. McNair, you know, for making me a part of this organization, and it's truly an honor. It's a dream come true for me, and you know, I'm going to come in and I'm going to work hard and do whatever it takes, and you know, to contribute to the team and to help win.
Kareem, can you talk about what this day has been like for you?
It's been overwhelming. You know, like I said, it's a dream come true. I'm enjoying it. I'm having a lot of fun. You know, I'm truly blessed, me and my family, so I'm just enjoying it.
I don't know if you've got to look at the schedule yet, but your first game will be against Peyton Manning and the Colts. What are your thoughts on that challenge?
Yeah, someone told me that last night. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge. You know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I won't back down from too many challenges. So, you know, watching Peyton Manning, you know, he's a great quarterback. But, you know, I'll be out there and I'm going to make my presence known.
Kareem, when Nick Saban coached here with the Houston Oilers, the players called him Nick Satan. What did you learn from Nick, specifically from him, that'll help you on the next level?
I learned a lot from Coach Saban in 3 years with me being at the University of Alabama. You know, one of the things that he stressed all the time to me was paying attention to the details and the little things. You know, that what makes great players. So, you know, once I learned to do that, it kind of helped me on and off the field. So I think that would be the biggest thing that I learned from him.
You started 12 games as a freshman. You're expected to start here. What about the pressure of coming in, starting as a rookie? Did what you went through at Alabama help the transition you'll face?
Yeah, I think it helped a whole lot. I wouldn't really say it's pressure. You know, it's playing football. It's something I love. So, you know, I'm going to put my all into it. You know, I'm going to come in and I'm going to work hard. And I don't expect anyone to give me anything. I'm going to just come out and earn everything that's given to me. So, you know, I don't really think it's pressure.
What's Frank Bush told you so far about the Texans and your role?
To be honest, I haven't really heard anything. So, you know, maybe before I leave, I'll sit down and talk with him and, you know, just kind of see what the game plan is for me.
He said yesterday you had no weakness. It's up to them to coach you up. In other words, it'll be on them. If it doesn't work, how do you feel like that? Do you have a weakness?
I don't think I have a weakness. I know the areas that I can improve in. But, you know, like I said, day in and day out, I'm going to come in and I'm going to work hard. And, you know, I'm going to bring that will and that want to the team.
Frank, what is it like to add another weapon to your arsenal?
We're excited, you know. Of course, we've always talked about being a tougher defense. And, you know, Kareem brings that. We like the fact that he played in a winning program. We're trying to get our program to become a winning program, so we're real excited about that. And we believe since he came out early that the ceiling is he's still moving up. That he hadn't reached his ceiling or reached his full potential, and we're excited. You know, we believe that he could be a piece to help us get over some of our quote unquote humps throughout the National Football League and whatnot. And we think his presence will make our defense a real physical defense. We need more physical presence on the edge, and we think he's going to bring that.
Kareem, what was yesterday like for you? How stressful was it as it proceeded and unfolded?
It was very stressful. Just sitting there waiting, you know, watching the other guys get called, you know, kind of nerve-wracking, but at the same time, you know, I've never been through anything like that, so you know, I was just taking it all in and enjoying it with my family. So, you know, like I said, I had a lot of fun, and, you know, It's a new chapter in my life, and that I'm eager and ready to start.
Kareem, there were a couple of cornerbacks who were rated by a lot of people, whether they knew what they were talking about or not, ahead of you. What went through your mind when you saw that?
No, nothing really. You know, those couple of guys that was rated higher than me, you know, they're good corners. I watched a couple of their games, so. You know, I know what I can bring to the table, and I know what I can do on the field. So, I mean, it's not that, you know, it had me upset or anything. So, I knew I would get an opportunity from some team, and, you know, it's with the Houston Texans, and I'm going to enjoy it. And like I said, I'm going to work hard every day.
Kareem, two things. You said you knew those other two corners are But did you think you were a – were you surprised that you were a first-round guy and that went high, as high as 20 in the first round? Or had you – did you think maybe lower first round, maybe second round? Did you get your hopes up for being a first-round guy?
I wasn't surprised at all. I knew if I came out and ran well at the combine that, you know, it would help me out a whole lot, and it did. And so from getting my evaluation papers back, you know, I knew if I had a good showing at the combine and in my pro day that it could possibly raise my draft stock, and it, like I say, it did. And I was kind of looking forward to being in the first round and going as high as I did. So it was really just a dream come true for me, and I wasn't surprised at all.
One other thing, you mentioned Champ Bailey. On the other side of the ball, is there one guy that you're kind of looking forward to the challenge of covering them in the NFL?
No, there's no one guy that I can just call out. I mean, I'm looking forward to the challenge from all of them. So,
Frank, just in the last 24 hours, Kareem has talked a lot about being physical and how he plans to get in there and be physical. Mm-hmm. Is that what attracted you guys to him, to get a defensive back that would come up there and be aggressive?
Oh, absolutely. We've talked from even last year when I first took the job that we needed to be a more attacking, a more physical defense. You know, we need to go into games and try to kind of establish our presence as a defense. Our offense have done an excellent job of kind of letting people know they're out there, and we needed to do it on defense. And even way back in December when we first kind of put some of this tape on and watched this kid, we knew that that's what he was bringing to the table. So, yeah, that was really the attraction. Like he said, he ran well at the combine, but even before then, we knew he was one of the guys that we had earmarked that we really liked. We liked the way he played. We liked his presence on the field. We liked a whole lot of things about him. And, fortunately for us, he was sitting there for us to take him with the 20th pick.
Frank, a lot was talked about getting a running back, and they were all offense. And a lot of talk was that that may have been the first choice. But when things unfolded, how quick were you there yelling, I want my guy.
Immediately. We had some things set up and things didn't come out like we planned as far as the running back was concerned. But from the word go, Kareem was our guy. You know, he was our highest rated defensive player on our board for what we needed. He was a guy that we earmarked a long time ago. Like I said, he brought everything we thought the Houston Texans needed in a defensive back. And so when we had the opportunity, we jumped right on it.
Kareem, up until your last 2 years at Alabama, you guys really hadn't had the winning seasons that you had coming up until then. What lessons do you take from that coming into this experience now?
Just to buy into coaching. That first year, Coach Saban was there. Some of the guys really didn't buy into what he was trying to do, and as far as the team and on and off the field issues. So the next 2 years, it was kind of, everybody was just kind of listening, and that year we went 12-2. Everybody was like, okay, we get the picture. And last year, I think everybody really bought into what he was trying to do and, what he was trying to get going as an organization there. So I think that was the biggest thing.
In your mind, what makes a guy like Coach Saban so special? I mean, there's other college coaches that have coached in the NFL.
He's a very demanding coach and hands-on. Like I said, he coaches the corners, so we in individual meetings with him, individual on the field. So he's very hands-on, and he knows exactly what he wants, and he's going to get that out of you by any means necessary.
Kareem, the way Frank is talking about you, obviously the way the team feels about you, almost a starter immediately. Do you think you're ready? I mean, other than quarterback, maybe cornerback, toughest position for a rookie to come in and play at this level. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I think I'll be ready when the time comes. I'm going to come in, I'm going to work. I'm going to improve in every aspect of my game. I'm going to do the little things. I'm going to pay attention to the little details that's going to help me get better as a player. Like I said, I'm just ready to come in and contribute in any way possible. And if it means starting right away, and I'm ready.
Did Coach Saban think you should stay one more year, and if so, why?
Yes, he thought I should stay just simply because to achieve individual goals such as All-American and possibly the team captain. So, we had several talks about it, and I made my decision, and I was confident in it.
So what his hesitations weren't because you weren't ready?
No, it was never that.
If everything goes according to plan, you'll be three Alabama players starting on this team. What does that say about Alabama?
I think it says they breed good football players.